This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. This is a podcast that some of you have been asking me to do on the special form of nymph fishing that old Charlie Brooks taught me out on the Madison River. Last time we did a podcast, we were talking about the upstream dead drift nymphing, and that is still very effective. However, there are times when you want to fish some water that's maybe 4, 5, 6 feet deep, and obviously you can't wade out into that water to use the upstream dead drift nymphing. So that's where we go to this swing nymphing technique that Brooks taught me. Now, my goal here is the same as it was with the dead drift nymphing, and that is to run my flies across the stream bottom in a natural manner, just as if they weren't hooked to my leader and just as if I would have thrown a real helgramite out there, so that it's really a drifting, natural drifting technique that we use, but here we're shooting for the deep water. Now, the tackle I use on this is sort of geared to the size flies I'm throwing. Now, if I'm throwing real big flies, I'll probably use my, for instance, out in Montana where I'm using a 6-weight, I'll go to a weight forward 6 floating line. If I'm using them on bass here in Virginia, I'll go to a 7-weight. Weight forward floating line, but I am using floating lines for this technique. I'm almost always using a 9-foot bright butt leader. It's our compound knotted tapered leader that has that fluorescent butt section. Now, a very important part of this is to, for me personally, is to place a scientific angler indicator up in the butt section of that leader and another one in the next strand down. Now, floating indicators won't work here because I'm not using these indicators to detect the strike. Rather, I'm using them to let me see if I'm getting my flies down as deeply as I want them to be. So one of the SA indicators goes up in the butt of that leader, and one goes in the next strand down. The casting position is real critical in this. I like to position myself directly beside the deep water I plan to fish. Now, the reason for that is that's where your nymphs are going to have their greatest depth. Now, remember, we're talking about water that's 4 to 6 feet deep right out there in front of us. Now, the presentation and the strike, you're going to make your first cast up and across stream about 20 feet long at a 45-degree angle. Allow the nymph to sink down real deeply. Watch those SA indicators. I want both of them to be down well underwater. I want them to basically just disappear. As soon as I see that second SA indicator disappear down there, then I get a tight line right down to them with my line hand. Then I swing my body, swing the rod, which at this point is about a 45-degree out over the water. I swing the rod, swing my body downstream ahead of the nymph just fast enough that I am tight to it. I don't want to pull the nymph up off the bottom, but I want to be tight right down to it so I can actually feel the strike. Now, that's why those SA indicators are so valuable, because they're going to show you when you're down there deeply. Now, how much water can you cover doing this? Well, from that same casting position, I will make successive cast about 2 feet longer, still up and across at a 45-degree angle, still letting it drift along at the same way. Now, this is effective as you gradually lengthen your line. This is effective out to water about 30 feet out from where you're standing. If you're trying to use this swing nymphing technique further out than that, you're probably not going to get the depth you want because there's too much water between you and your fly. You probably will not be aware of the strike if you get lucky and even get a strike. This is a system Charlie Brooks taught me up there in hole number 2 behind the barns on the Madison, and it is very effective. So what's so great about swing nymphing is that this is the method that will enable you to get your flies deeper than any system you can use with a floating line. It's easy to learn. We have many beginners in our smallmouth schools catch many of their biggest bass doing this technique. swing nymphing, deep water, gradually work your way down. Oh, after you run each pool, you want after run each spot, you want to slip down about 10 feet and repeat that sequence as long as you've got good water in front of you. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have anything you want me to discuss, just let us know and I'll try to cover it. Thank you very much.